Welcome to Mindset Transformations with Coach Myrna, a show that showcases content and how to change your brain to change your life. A show empowering women who have been abused, betrayed, abandoned, or rejected to change how they feel about themselves and become co-creative sources, attracting abundant love and happiness into their lives. I'm Coach Myrna Young. I am a certified professional coach, author of 3 books, motivational speaker, and your host. I know from personal experience that change is hard. In my book, Out of the Snares, A Story of Hope and Encouragement, I share my journey of poverty and child abuse, betrayal and disappointment, and how I turned it all around to live an abundant life. This show is going to give you the tools to do the same in your life. And today, we have a very special guest, someone I called my personal friend and coachee, Miss Jenny Wang. Jenny, welcome to our show.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for being on the show. Let me tell you a little bit more of Jenny. Jenny is going to talk to us today about taking a holistic approach to life. Jenny believes that everyone has infinite possibilities. She helps people bridge where they are today, where they want to be tomorrow, through holistic learning, an approach that incorporates the mind, the body, and the spirit. She's a senior consultant with a Fortune 200 company, responsible for career and professional development. She's a registered yoga teacher with over 200 hours with the Yoga Alliance. She's a certified health coach with Dr. Sears Wellness Institute, a passionate Toastmaster awarded with Advanced Leader Bronze and an Advanced Communicator Silver. She's also an author contributing to the world's largest talent development association, the Association of Talent Development. Well, Jenny, welcome. That's very modest biography. You know, as I said, I know you as my personal friend. You were also my mentor in the Toastmasters. So you are not only what we've got here, but you're also a very accomplished speaker and a communicator. So welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm so honored to be here with you. It's truly a pleasure. Thank you for having me today.
Well, you're very welcome. I look forward to learning a bit about this holistic approach to life because I embrace it wholeheartedly. So we are going to dive right in. Jenny, can you tell me a little background of yourself and why you have adopted a holistic approach to life?
Yeah, thank you. I was born and raised in China. I came to the States when I was 24, so I spent the entire childhood, my middle school, my high school, my college, all in China. And I was having a very normal life, I would say, compared with other people who have a traumatic childhood. I was not scarred at all. I was having a very normal childhood, loving parents, loving grandparents, great cousins, great friends, all the way up. So our life was circled around, you know, the small world of exams and tests as a student. So it's pretty small and normal world. And I have to say I was fortunate I didn't have to pay my tuition, so finance is never a concern. However, after I went into workforce, I was not very happy. And I remember my entire childhood and middle school, high school, I was not happy. And I didn't know what it is, right? I had a happy family. So I was seeking a change. I came to the States with my husband. We got married in China. So we started our new life here. And it was, of course, as immigrants, some struggles, right? You have to get used to the new country, new people, and new school. So I was always very hardworking, but deep down, I felt like I wasn't happy. I was daydreaming. I remember when I was working at a company, I was daydreaming one day, you know, what if we could create a happiness shop and all of those unhappy people came to the shop and after after they left the shop, they are all happy, right? I just don't know what it is. I think that some magic can make people happy. I feel that was my motivation and deep down that drives me a lot of decisions. So what truly changed me in terms of the life point, of course, you know, having a great coach like you, Myrna, which is, transformational. And at the same time, a couple of things happened to me in the life. My two best friends were diagnosed with life-threatening disease, heart attack and cancer. So thank God they are both fine right now. They are recovering. They are still with us, so thank God. But that triggered me to think, you know, they are still so young. It's almost scary. You know, people can die at a young age. Mm-hmm. And their life just started. And they have kids and families. And, you know, why can't they enjoy to the full potential of happiness? That makes me think, you know, one's health, our physical health, our mental health is truly the foundation of everything we wanted to achieve in life. Without that health foundation, nothing is possible. And of course, when we talk about physical health, it's also including the mental, right? Your attitude, the positivity. So it's not just your body. Your body will change your mind. But with your correct attitude and also spirituality, right, the belief that the universal energy is around you is also important. So I started to look into these areas, and I feel that my life has changed. I am much happier. If I die tomorrow, I would have no regret.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yes, I feel very safe. I think before, even though, you know, I was a great student, great worker, I never had a sense of security. I always am afraid of losing this or that. I live in a good house, but I wasn't happy. But now, even if I lose my job, even if I lose everything, I will still have my inner peace, and I know I will still enjoy the happiness. I think that's a big transformational point in my life that makes me believe, and I'm also working on a holistic approach. If you want to transform your life, if you want to make achieve anything in life, it has to be three all together, your mind, your body, and spirit. You have to balance all of the three pieces, and nothing is works by itself alone.
Okay. All right, so that is great. Now, you know, as your coach, I was part of this journey for you, and I remember when you came into coaching that you, and I can add to this audience that she had everything. Is one of those, you know, people that she had a good marriage, she had a great job, she was financially struggling.
Thank you.
She had a child. You know, she got along with her in-laws. She got along with her parents were alive. And from what I'm hearing from the story, that it has been like this throughout your entire life. You didn't, no, at no point in time, you didn't have this foundation. But the great thing about spirituality, and the great thing about purpose, is God puts it in you, and even though you can be a millionaire, you can be the happiest person, you can live in a mansion, you can have all the bells and whistles. If you are not, you know, like Jenny says, complete person with your mind, your body, and your spirit, there's always going to be something lacking. So, you know, I commend you for not taking the easy way out and just being comfortable. But you did actually push yourself. So, you know, what was missing from your story is what was the transformation? You went from the trigger that your best friends, you know, can die very young, to being totally at peace. So we're missing that middle part. What exactly did you do to get here?
Oh, wow. Thank you. I think there were three pieces. One is, of course, having a great coach like you. I think, you know, I'm biased, Mona. I think everyone should have a coach in life, no matter who you are.
I think
that's definitely a key. I remember I was talking with you for a year and a half, and I think everybody has this status of life. Like, everybody's overwhelmed and they feel they can't get everything done, you know, just like a normal working beast like myself. And just by having a coach like you to talk, you know, once every 2 weeks for an hour, it's a great reflection time. And many people don't have that. Even though I don't, you know, actually execute a lot of actions I promise myself to do, right? Still, it's a great time for self-reflection, and it activates the laws of attraction. It's almost, I tell myself, you know, I want to be this, I want to be that, and I have someone to talk to. It's giving the energy to the universe, and the universe are going to return it to you. The more you visualize the success, and the more probable it will return to you. So I think that was definitely helpful. The second thing was transformational for me is going to the yoga teacher training. So I have been practicing yoga for 15 years as just attending the classes as a student. But I remember 10 years ago, I wanted to teach, but I didn't believe I could teach. It was those negative thoughts, and I believed in those negative thoughts. Then 10 years later, somebody else inspired me, and I signed up for this yoga teacher training for half a year. It's a half-a-year intensive 200-hour training. I don't know if any audience today is a yoga teacher, but if you have gone through that program, I guarantee it's also transformational. So when we talk about transformational, it's hard, as you mentioned. The change is hard. It really doesn't happen overnight. So for those half a year, we literally practiced the yoga. And as you know, yoga is a unite of your mind, body, and spirit. So with day-by-day practice, I didn't even look for anything. I didn't expect anything happening, you know, but at the end of the year, I saw magic happening. Wow. I saw I am not that insecure anymore, and I feel much better in my body. I feel much happier and much peaceful. I remember when I was going through the teacher training, our company was going through a possible reorganization, big reorganization. So a lot of people are very panicked. They are in a panicking mode, a very uncertain environment, but I didn't feel any of them. I didn't let any of them impact me. I was pursuing my dreams. I remember every day I went to work, I was very peaceful and sure of myself. So the second piece of yoga training, it's really practice the life of uniting mind, body, and spirit, little by little, taking baby steps. That helps tremendously. So the third piece is about the health coach piece. I think it's just validate for me. You know, our mind is not separate from our body. It's really together. In order to improve our performance, in order to unlock our potentials, in order to have the power to execute what we have in mind, really, it takes both mind and body. So I took the certification training from Dr. Sears Wellness Institute, and it equipped me with some knowledge and tools and resources to understand deeper how mind and body works.
So when you say health coaching, I'm thinking you're talking about nutrition. This is not about nutrition?
Well, great question. So Dr. Sears, he is a very famous pediatrician in America. He wrote 40-plus books, and he himself experienced cancers, and he found how poor his lifestyle is. But then when he researched what caused his cancer, he created a lot of he wrote a book about lean, and he promised himself if he recovered from cancer, he was going to share all of his knowledge with the people around the world. And he did. He is 78 years old this year, and he is alive. He's making speeches globally. And in his approach, he focused not only on the nutrition. So there are four pillars. The first one is very important, as you mentioned, it's nutrition. The second is attitude. The third one is exercise. And the last one is lifestyle. So if we read the word back, it's lifestyle, exercise, attitude, and nutrition, which comes with LEAN as an acronym. And that is the four pillars and foundation of a health coaching content.
Wow, okay. I like the attitude. So the attitude is the mind, exercise is the body. I guess nutrition is the body. And I missed the last one. What was the last one?
Lifestyle, yeah.
Lifestyle, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so lifestyle has to do with what exactly?
Yeah, so a lifestyle, I think it's really a combination of all of it. So just some examples, right? So the lifestyle could be you graze pure food throughout the day. So instead of have three big meals, you graze. You have little snacks, like six times of snack, pure food throughout the day. So that is a lifestyle change. And another example could be, you know, like your body type. Every person's body is different. You have to like your body, you know, tell your body you got a great one. That's also a lifestyle or attitude. And another example could be, you know, think both eating and moving as forms of preventive medicine. So our body, internal body, has an internal pharmacy. You just need to open it. And there are two ways to open it. One is to eat pure food, healthy food, and second is to exercise. So if you think the food you are eating and also the moving you are doing every day as preventive medicine, right, that's a change in your lifestyle. Instead of sitting in the couch, watching TVs, you would do something different. So that's a lifestyle change as well.
Okay. All right. So that's awesome. All right. So we've got the lifestyle. We've got exercise, nutrition. Is there anything special about attitude or attitude is in what? Tell me something about attitude.
Yeah, thank you for asking. So LEAN as four separate pillars are supporting each other. So under attitude, just as nutrition, under attitude, so for example, it could be, you know, congratulate yourself on making healthy changes, right, because change is not always easy. So for example, my goal is to cutting out the sugar, refined sugar. My culture is it's very sweet. Like my hometown in China, we put sugar in every dish. That's
but guess what? You guys have an awesome metabolism because nobody's fat. I don't know what disease is, but you're not fat.
Well, it doesn't mean everybody's healthy, right? It doesn't mean healthy.
That's what I said. I don't know what disease is or whatever, but you guys are metabolize all that stuff. Like you are very, very fit.
Thank you. I try. So, yeah, so one thing, you know, I don't want to be too hard on myself, right? Nobody's perfect. Even if I'm a health coach, I also have hard habit to break. So one thing I tell myself is to limit the refined sugar, and I congratulate myself. I feel good about it. So I would challenge, you know, anyone who's listening to this show about what is one thing you can cut, one junk food you can cut and replace something more healthy. You know, that's a great milestone.
Yes, that is very true. That's awesome. All right, well, you know what? We're going to take a quick station break, and we're going to come right back and expand on this very interesting conversation with Jenny. Be right back. Well, welcome back to Mindset Transformations with Coach Myrna. Our very special guest today is Jenny Wang, and I am so excited on this conversation because this conversation is about life. We're talking about incorporating the mind, body, and spirit to live longer, live without the horrible aging diseases like cancer and heart attack, and we can do that by making a conscious effort to, or an attitude, according to Jenny, to live a healthy lifestyle. So, Jenny, I am so interested in our conversation because I know that, you know, I have done a little reading and exercise, you know, not reading myself, and I'm not sure if it's something that people talk about openly, but the Dr. Sears, in his book, talking about, you know, his cancers and things like that, you know, a lot of the holistic, you know, gurus, you know, or, you know, people like Deepak and, you know, some of the other people that I have listened to have all said that you have to invite disease in. You have to, it all comes from your lifestyle. One, is it your belief? Two, is your lifestyle and stresses and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the reasons, I know we're probably going to get to that later in the show, but one of the reasons that I meditate is because I was told that, you know, meditation, you know, clears your stuck energy so that you can be disease-free because stuck energy gives you diseases. So I love our conversation. Now, let me ask you something. So you mentioned earlier that, you know, you were happy and that you was still, you were incomplete. And that's one of the reasons that you went into this holistic program. So can you share, you know, the holistic from the yoga perspective? I know you told us, you know, when you were a teacher, how that changed your perception, how you came out of not being a fearful person and being very happy. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. I appreciate your asking this question. Mm-hmm. So when I was experiencing the yoga teacher training, I really didn't expect the magic things happening to me. I just love practicing stretching, right? I never thought about, you know, mind or spirit. I just love stretching. But over the time, I see the magic happening. And the more I learned, the more I understand, because yoga is a perfect movement to balance our seven energy centers in our body. So in yoga world, they call it chakras, and I think it's not a unique term. A lot of people understand chakras, right, in the body. They at least heard about it. If not, it's a simple terminology just for the energy centers.
Wow, and, I feel pretty good. Didn't I just say that a minute ago? I didn't even know that's what we're going to be talking about next. Okay, keep going. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. So when we practice yoga and we are actually balancing all the seven chakras, seven energy centers from the base of our spine to our crown, the top of the head.
Mm-hmm.
So each energy center, although we are like stretching on the body, it actually associated deeply with our mind, our mental status. And it is true, because when I practice yoga and I find I naturally are happier and more peaceful. I didn't even try doing that. It's not like, Jenny, you need to practice happiness today, right? It's not like that. It just magically happened because your body, when you do the yoga poses, your body is balancing the 7 energy centers within your body, and it does the magic things to your mind. So can I give you an example?
I did not know that. Yes, please.
Yeah. So one of the particular energy centers that works really well for myself is the first one. It's called root chakra, which is the base of our spine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually associated with our survival and sense of safety. So if we feel like, as I mentioned, I felt always insecure in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So by working on the root energy center, it helps me to enhance the sense of security, and I feel I'm safe, I feel I'm possible, and I feel I'm enough.
Okay.
And I had to say, even if I was, you know, I never missed any milestones in my life, right? I went to school, I went to college, like as a good student, good child. I never felt I'm enough. I never felt I'm good enough. I never felt I was possible to do anything I dreamed of. But
wow.
Really, after practicing yoga, after balancing my chakra, now, you know, even if I don't have anything material-wise, I still feel very strong and secure within.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That resonated with me. I'm feeling this tugging my stomach because as your coach,
you.
I remember when I thought that you were phenomenal, but you had self-confidence issues. So that is great that, you know, balancing your root chakra. I mean, you know, I've studied the chakras again, and I'm learning from you a couple of things from you today that I didn't know, because I thought that that was a grounding chakra. You
it
know,
is,
most
yeah.
times, yeah, the, you know, I've never heard of it being like the security and the self-confidence and things like that. That is very good information. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so if our root chakra is not balanced, we may feel like sluggish or fearful or anxiety. A lot of people feel very anxious about, you know, the future.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how it can help. And sometimes just, you know, ground with the earth, you know, go barefoot, go to the beach, or touch your feet with the ground will help a lot as well.
Yeah, I've done that. I've walked in the grass.
Oh, good. That's awesome.
Yeah, I've actually got up and walked in the grass when I feel, you know, that I needed to be grounded or I needed, you know, so that is awesome. All right. So you said there were 7 energy centers. We, you know, we talked about the root one. You want to, you know, tell our audience about the other 6 and how maybe yoga helps, or does yoga only help with the root chakra?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to. So our second chakra is called the sacral, which is 1 inch above the tailbone, around our abdomen area. So it's like lower abdomen, if you can touch. So it's actually associated with our creativity, sexuality, abundance, feeling of pleasure. So it's really associated with those emotions in our mental status. So if we are not balanced in this energy center, we may feel guilty, you know. We may feel oversensitive, obsessive on something, and especially in the intimate relationships, like you don't feel you can be intimate with someone because it does associate with your sexuality. So by practicing your sacral energy center, sacral chakra, you will have, you know, a much happier feeling. You feel joyous. You feel you're creative. You feel you're open to intimacy. Some of the poses, like a butterfly, right? Butterfly, you open up your hip, like all the hip openers.
Mm-hmm.
If you open your hip, that's nice. Working on your sacral chakra.
That is very nice. Okay. All right, keep going up.
Okay, so imagine we have a spine, right? Everybody has a spine, so we are going from bottom to the top. So we went through the bottom one, which is the base of the spine, it's root. Then 1 inch above it, it's lower abdomen, which is called sacrum, associated with your pleasure and creativity. Then in your navel area, it is your, it's called the solar plexus. So solar plexus, your navel area, like imagine we do crunches, right? So these are give us a strength, give us courage. It's our willpower, and also it's our self-esteem center. So when we enhance or balance this energy center, we feel we have all the will and power to conquer any life challenge. So it also helps with the digestive system. So if we are not balanced, we may feel like powerless, our digestion may be poor, we may have chronic fatigue, or we may be controlling, you know, on the other side of the spectrum. We may feel too competitive. That's also possible.
Okay.
And yeah, and a lot of poses can be enhancing this energy center. So for example, you use your core when you go to workout class, and like people say, working on your core, right? That is right at our solar plexus energy center. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So moving forward, right? Moving on the top. So we go into our most I have my perception most important chakra is our heart.
Okay.
So imagine the color of green, right? So what do you associate heart with, Myrna?
Love.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
Right.
You're
I've
good.
I've done a lot of work with the heart chakra. I've done a lot of work
did.
With the heart chakra. Right, yeah. Well, I studied the chakras, and you're giving me a yoga, you know, view of the chakras.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, yeah, I've always worked with them. So
yeah,
yeah,
it's not really just limited to yoga. It's just, you know, in yoga there are different poses. We can help to balance
right.
those.
Right. No, what I mean is this discussion is I'm learning how yoga can help you with your energy centers. Before, you know, when I learned them, I learned them as the computer of our bodies. So from a totally, you know, a different view, they're all still doing the same thing. But, you know, for instance, give you an example, you know, the second chakra, you know, I have learned that it's your communication chakra. It is where you send out love. It's where and you said the same thing about intimacy and things like that. But when I work, you know, my second chakra, because you can send a message to your mate from your second chakra.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you communicate with. So you had you know, you talked about it as being your pleasure center. I knew that, but you know, it's just a little different spin to it, but it does exactly the same thing.
Yeah, the same foundation.
Yeah,
yeah,
the same. Yeah, the same. You know, the same thing. But you know, yoga is putting a different spin to it, which is great. Because what you're doing is you are using the yoga poses and the yoga stretching to actually stimulate those different chakras. So keep going. Pretty good.
Thank you. So we're talking about the heart, right?
The heart
right.
energy
center, which shows our love and compassion. So if we are not balanced, you may feel that you're shy or lonely. Or on the other spectrum, you may feel you're jealous, you know, your lack of sympathy. So these are all of the symptoms of not balanced energy centers. So we use a lot of heart opening poses in yoga, like you squeeze your shoulder blades behind your shoulders, so you're opening your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that pose is particularly helpful to balance your heart chakra. And if we are balanced, it's easy for us to give and receive love and compassion, and we feel peaceful, we feel we can accepting others and also being accepted by others as well.
Okay. All right. Great. we're almost there. I know I saw something in your bio about the next chakra. So go ahead.
Yeah. So above the heart and it's throat, right? It's
right.
Our
mm-hmm.
throat. So it's also an important energy. So if we think of throat, what do you think of?
Speaking.
What do we use our throat
right.
for?
Right.
That would be speaking, yeah,
mm-hmm.
our communication, our
right.
voice of the truth. So if we are not balanced, we feel we are unable to express ourselves. We are quieter, right?
Right?
Or we could be louder, you know. It could be in two different spectrum. A balanced energy, throat chakra, is a great, smooth communication. You can speak up. So
yeah.
I remember I just had a trip with my family to the west side of America, and I always wanted to have the quality conversation with my family. It's a goal for myself. So when we traveled to the west, we had a lot of time in the car, right? Imagine, hours and hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to strike up some, you know, great conversation, not like small talk, not where
okay.
are we going to eat, where are we going to sleep, but more of, you know, quality,
yeah. right?
Quality,
mm-hmm.
like you and me, yeah, I'm here right,
right
now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, you one of the things you liked about our conversation is that we went deep. Yes, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a quality conversation, but I was, for some reason, I was unable to do that. I was unable to strike up any meaningful conversation. So I think it was just my issue. I think the rest of the family, they are just fine. They are happy. So when I came back, I was the only one in the family got a sore throat. I started to cough for 3 weeks, non-stopping.
Wow.
And, yeah, none of the family members got that. They are just fine. So it's me.
Yeah,
and
I remember when you told me you were back and you were had the flu or something. Yeah, I remember that. Okay. Yeah,
yeah,
because all the stuff that wanted to come out got stuck in there. It's stuck energy. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, yeah. I think you
stuck
explained
energy.
It very well. So working on our throat energy helps our communication as well. So
yeah. And there's another spin on that. When people stutter or, you know, mm-hmm. whenever you have some really difficult periods in your life and you can't speak, that's part of the choke tracker. So, and mm-hmm. I've learned to look for that. You know, if somebody is telling me that they're choked up about something, that's a word that, you know, people use, and or something bothers them a lot, and they can speak clearly, then, you know, it's not affecting their, you know, they're not sometimes being entirely truthful. But I have seen that in action with self-confidence, number one, and that's another reason why speaking is so hard for a lot of people, because self-confidence, your words can't come out. So, yeah, your throat chakra is, you know, yeah, it's through your communication. Okay. Well,
yeah,
all right,
you.
So do you want to speed up with the last two so we can move on to some other things?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
The last two are actually quite easy to digest. So the next one is our third eye, which is between our eyebrows, right,
mm-hmm.
Which, you know, is our brain. It's very easy to understand, representing our insights, intuition, knowledge, and wisdom. So when we work on our third eye energy center in yoga poses, we are helping ourselves to become more intuitive, become more creative, and visualize better things for ourselves. And the last one is our crown, which is top of the head, and this is our connection to the universe, our spirituality. So when our energy center is balanced, we feel connected to the universe. So this is also an aha moment for me when I studied yoga. So our personal wisdom and knowledge are based on our past experiences and our education from the schools and from work and from life. So it is limited, right? Would you say
mm-hmm.
it is limited?
Mm-hmm.
So the universe have a higher energy that has a wisdom that we can tap into.
Yeah.
So that's something is really eye-opening for me. So when we opening up our crown, the top of the head chakra, we are connecting ourselves to the infinite wisdom and knowledge from the universe. And just to put it simple, that a lot of people, they have a gut feeling of doing something, and they know it's right, but they have no logic behind it, and they never learned about it. And
right.
That is tapping the knowledge from the universe.
Yeah, well, I'm proud of myself because I have, you know, spent a lot of time on the chakras, because, like I said, it's, you know, whenever anybody talks about meditation and when anyone talks about the, you know, the computers of the body, they're very important as far as, you know, energy centers. You know, we're all built from energy, and energy is very important. How we, you know, how we use our energy. But the third eye is something that I work on trying to visualize daily in my meditation. And the crown is definitely where you definitely send and receive information. So those two definitely works with our meditative self, and how we, you know, how we see the world, not just what's in front of us, but you're right, our intuitive ability and our sixth sense, that's all part of the third eye and everything. So that was a very interesting and knowledgeable session that you just walked us through, Jenny, how yoga definitely works with all our centers. So, which is why the people that, you know, practice yoga, or the, you know, I know you came from your background, China, you know, the Eastern arts, India, very powerful gurus that work with yoga. They call them yogis, actually.
Yeah.
I'm reading this book right now about, you know, one of the most famous yogis. And they have very special powers, and it all comes from being highly attuned to the mind, body, and spirit. You know, they have, you know, they don't, you know, live in the ordinary world like the rest of us do. They have been able to go into that plane that only very few people do, and it all comes, you know, that's why they call them yogis. But, all right, so we've been having some great conversation. We're learning a lot. Let's take another quick station break, and we'll be back with our final segment of our show. Right back.
Wonderful.
Welcome back. You are tuned in to Mindset Transformations with Coach Myrna. And today, our very special guest, Ms. Jenny Wang, is teaching us about how we can transform our mind by paying attention to our energy centers, our chakras, and how yoga has helped her to become a confident individual, very fulfilled, and working on her purpose and her legacy. I know she hasn't talked about that yet, but I know that as her coach, I know that that's where she derives her happiness from. So being a yoga teacher and, you know, being a health coach, she has been able to put those two things together. And now she is, like, you know, moving towards being a yogi. Right? You know, I'm just giving you a new goal. You can elevate yourself. All right. So with the time we have left, Jenny, tell us what can you leave our guests with today as a daily routine that they can use this holistic mind-body approach to help them advance in their careers. I know we touched on it briefly, but you are using your knowledge to help your company with holistic learning because, you know, when our mind, body, and spirits are well, then we learn better. We advance better. We enjoy optimum health, and you've mentioned it, better relationships. If we've balanced our second chakra, then, you know, things like intimacy and, you know, is improved and communications and all that. So walk us through maybe a daily routine that you do or that you teach.
Thank you. I want to keep it really, really simple because I find it is simple to reach happiness or enhance relationships or career. You may find it surprising what I want to leave to the audience, but it's one thing I think you mentioned the first time we met in your first book as well. It's called Consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
To be specifically, a daily routine you are talking about, I would say be present. Very easy, be present. So what that means is when you are doing anything, you focus on the present moment. So when you talk with your spouse or your partner, significant other, the best gift you can give is to be present for him or her, to focus 100% on the other person and not letting the thoughts wandering around.
True.
And when
true.
when you are working, right, working on your career goals, also be present, not to worry about past or future because you cannot control any of them. Just put your mind in the present moment also. So that's for the career. And for yourself, it's the same thing. Use a deep breath. So I would encourage everyone to have just one mindful breath every day because our thoughts are wandering here and there. That's just human nature. I may be talking to you, but I may be thinking of my grocery shopping list. That means I'm not present. So
right.
Use a mindful breath, like a deep, deep breath. And many doctors and scientists have proved that deep breath does a magic for us. So just one mindful, deep breath every day for yourself. When you inhale, go from the belly to the belly, from the nose to the belly. And when you exhale, exhale twice as long as you inhale. That will calm you down. So one mindful breath for yourself. Be present for your partner, significant others, and be present when you are at work.
Wow. Well, that is very good. I love Eckhart Tolle's book. About being present because it's it's very important to be present. Everything happens in the present. In fact, there's an acronym that says the present is a present because everything
that's
happens
really
in
good.
The present.
That's really good. I love that.
Yeah, you like that, huh? Yeah. All right. So, Jenny, you have been fabulous, fabulous guest. I am so proud of how far you've come. I'm so grateful that you've shared with me and our listening audience information on how we can be healthy in as we age and, you know, balance our bodies because balance is such an important thing in our life. So tell our audience how they can get in touch with you if they want to do yoga, because obviously now everybody should want to do yoga, including me.
Or any other thing that you do.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yoga is not for everyone, but I think you just need to find something that's working for you, you know. But thank you for promoting that for me.
Well, true. I mean, now I'm sold on yoga. So tell them where they can get a hold of you.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to share my information with the audience. And I'd love to share everything I know with you and the audience. So I do have my personal website. It's called Lotus Pal. Lotus is like Eastern flower, L-O-T-U-S. Mm-hmm. Pal is like friend, P-A-L. So lotuspal.com. You can find more of what I do there, and my contact information is there too.
I like that. I know the lotus is the flower that, that deals with meditation and things like that. It's a beautiful flower. So lotuspal, lotuspal.com. Do you want to leave your email address?
It's called the Lotus Pal Center at gmail.com. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Lotus Pal Center. Okay, I'm writing it. Okay, at gmail.com. Okay, all right, and this is what I would like to leave with you, my audience. I so thank you for tuning in today to the Mindset Transformations Radio Show. And what I want to leave with you today is to be the peace that you seek, that every cell in your body holds oxygen for only about 3 seconds. So your body operates on the trust that new life-sustaining oxygen will be replenished in the next 3 seconds. Now, this system is called homeopathy. And this homeopathic equilibrium is interrupted when our bodies experience inflammation from stressors in life and from disease. So today, our show is to give you some tools through mind and body practices of yoga and meditation to release those stressors so that your body does not become diseased. You know, meditation and yoga clears your stuck energy and gives you peace. So if you would like to listen to this show again or for past shows, log on to my website, www.myrnayounghelps.com, and click on my video blog. If you would like to be a guest on the Mindset Transformations Radio Show, please send me an email to info@myhelps.us. That is info@myhelps.us. Or you can call me at 888-569-3182. Remember to tune in next week at this time, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., where we will have some exceptional guests again, helping you to live your life to the fullest by transforming your mind. Jenny, it was wonderful talking to you today, and I wish you all the best in your new vocation. I know that you have incorporated the mind, body, and spirit, and that means that you're destined to be successful. So
thank you. Thank you so much, Myrna. I feel so honored to be here today with you, and wish you all the success and good luck.
All right. Well, thank you, and namaste.
Oh, namaste.
Thanks.
Thanks.